Not everybody side lessons from the late Parshas Vayera. If you remember last week, you probably don't. But if you remember last week, we spoke about Eyeh Mashiyeh. The pasuk from last week's parsha that spoke about the fact that Hashem is with us. Imo Anochi Batzara. Hashem, the Geula we spoke last week, is the Golas. The Golas is the Geula. This week, I want to speak about the same concept, but between B'nai Yisrael and B'nai Yisrael, between Jew and Jew. What is called Nosa Be'ol Im Chavera. You see your friend and you want to do something. And the reason why is, I'm giving a lot of thought about my reaction to a very special event that is taking place this Friday. Not for you, for me. I'm getting my second chisun, which will, Emir Tzashem, make me not prone to the terrible machla of this disease of corona. And I'm quite lucky. Unfortunately, my parents don't have it yet. My in-laws, it's crazy to think that, I'm a little younger than them. But Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael has done the right thing. We daven for Refuah Shleima for Rav Moshe Yitzchak. Ben Bela Peril. Shem Refuah Shleima Sof Shaar Chol Yisrael, Rav Jake's father-in-law. We mourn the loss of the great Gadol, Harav Kelemer, who passed away right before Shabbos, whose Levaya is today. Was a towering figure in the greater Five Towns area, the Rav of the West Hempstead, of the Missoula West Center for many, many, many years. And I think to myself, as Emir Tzashem, things will get better when you have the vaccine. So, meaning I'm actually planned a trip a week later to start business again. What have I learned from this? I'm not saying it's over. It's not over, unfortunately. And the case is obviously, I don't know if you realize, but we're in a major lockdown here. And but on the other hand, I'm thinking to myself, am I going to treat life as usual? What can I learn from it? And I've been enamored by a famous singer, which I might have mentioned before, by the name of Aviv Geffen. Aviv Geffen, straight out, will tell you he is an atheist. He doesn't believe in God. He never has. He never, he's hoping that he will. And something amazing happened not that many months ago, about seven, eight months ago. I believe it was the summer. And he did a concert, one of these crazy corona concerts where you do this huge concert, but nobody's there. So a few people here and there, and they weren't allowed to be there. And he's a very famous Israeli singer. He's one of the judges on whatever it's called, one of those star things, whatever. Voice to Voice, thank you. And he did something crazy. Sounds crazy, it's not crazy. He says, I want to dedicate the next song, which is a beautiful song, I want to dedicate the next song to the people of B'nai Brak. This was in Tel Aviv. And the Tel Aviv people are like, did you just say B'nai Brak? And something had come out where they had told the Hasidim, the Haredim in B'nai Brak, that he was going to dedicate a song. I don't know how this happens exactly. Just like, I don't know if you've heard of this show called Shtissel. So apparently, it's on Sunday nights now. They just put it back on. Apparently, by Sunday night at 10 o'clock when it's over, they have little things you can put in your little fake, kosher phones and watch it. Like and they heard about it. And he says, I'm sure you're not watching me because you can't be watching, but you might be listening to it. It was on the radio. And he said the whole thing was over. This is an interview he has on the major TV station. This woman, Donna something, and he's telling the story over. And he says, he checks his phone. This is so Haredi, right? Afterwards, a person who said, listen to the radio, there's going to be a song dedicated to us. This is in the heart of Corona, when B'nai Brak is hit worse than any other city in Israel. And he says, I want to dedicate it for the people of B'nai Brak. It's not easy for what they're going through. Some people think he's like kidding, he's making fun of the Haredim, we don't know what the joke is, but something's going on over here. He's a famous, well-known, he said that Bibi should step down, and like he's a well-known leftist. And he checks his phone, and he has over 400 messages, each from another Haredi person. How they have messages, I don't know. And he says he just sat on the bimav, the thing, and he waited for everybody to leave because he was so uncontrollably crying. And he says this interview, and he's crying again now. She said, "What are you crying about?" He says, "Because I was indoctrinated to hate these people. Sinna is all about what I call justified sinna. It's not called sinna schinam, really. It's a lo bichinam. There's a reason for it. Because of this, that, whatever you've been brainwashed to think about them, it's easy to hate someone. It's so easy to hate somebody that you know nothing about. And now all of a sudden there's human. These faces are human." And he came many, many visits since then to Bnei Brak and trying to explain, "You people don't understand. You fellow chilonim don't understand what these people are going through. They live in an apartment with 11 kids, 10 kids, whatever it might be. And being in bidud is not easy. When they don't have TV to watch. You can't put the kid on YouTube all day. It's not easy." They did an expose on one of the Israeli news stations. Normally when they try to do an expose, they lie. And they're like, "We're going to go to a real Haredi family." And they go to a Chabad family. And we know Chabad families, they're a lot more, quote unquote, normal. Right? They're with the world. But they went to a real Haredi family that was in bidud. And to experience what it is to have a two-bedroom apartment with 7 kids and be in bidud, it's not easy. And now maybe you could understand why they're breaking bidud and they have to go out for... They don't have outside porches. Anyway. Fast forward to literally a month ago, maybe. He started a relationship with the famous Avram Fried. Right? Avram Fried is the king. Right? You could say whatever you want. I have a very special place in my heart for Avram Fried. Because I don't want to say chatasi ani masker, you know. Even when I was in Haftar, I listened to Avram Fried. I remember my grandparents were not big into... but I remember when Avram Fried came, we were into a Pesach program. My grandparents loved him. He was amazing. He's a performer. He's just... And he's an amazing... I have a friend who's in the music business. And he said, "There's no Shaila. Avram Fried is the number one mensch out of anybody." And unfortunately, when I go to camp in the summer, you have all these stars that come up. You can see the differences. And I've seen sometimes some. I'm not going to mention any names. But one in particular comes to mind, maybe after we shut this all. What a maneuver. The guy was disgusting. He stopped the concert and said, "There's not enough people, you know, singing together. There's not enough, you know, I don't like the sound." Avram Fried is a mensch. And they'd be going back and forth, and they did a song together, which became a big hit in Israel and a big thing to open up. And he really believes, what do we learn from Corona? Is noisa ba'ol im chaver. Do I even care? Do I even think to myself? Most of us here, hopefully most of us here, weren't directly affected by Corona so much, especially you guys in the bubble. You don't even know what Corona is. But you're not directly affected. Baruch Hashem, b'li ayin hara. You haven't been affected as opposed to many yeshivas and many seminaries with the horrible outbreaks that there's been. But more than that, so many have died, thousands of people, human beings. And then bring it down to our level, Jewish people, bring it down to our level, from people. Bring it down to our level, people in our community. What do we learn from this? So he learned an amazing lesson, and he said, I want to see Hashem. I want it. But he saw the fact that we can't just hate because we hate. That's the media wants us to do that. We hate who's not like us. Let me explain to you through the following idea in our parsha. And I think this is a really, really beautiful idea. And I'm going to call it, this is an old school idea. Because normally, as you guys know, I quote some, you know, something... You know, even Chassam Sofer was a long time ago, but you know, a quote of Rapam or Rabbi Friend, Rav Haaretz Salvi. This is some old school. You'll see in a moment. This week's parasha tells us once again about Ela Roshe Beit Avosam, Bnei Ruvain, Bnei Shimon, the Ela Shemois Bnei Levi. Very strange. We know the Pesukim are so careful. When we write the Torah, we don't add any words. If you notice the difference between all the other, right? It says, B'nai Ruvain, B'nai Shimon. But then it says, V'eila Shemos B'nai Levi. And it tells us about Levi's L'dor Osam, Gershon Kahad Merari. And then it says, V'shnei Chai Levi. And how old Levi was when he passed away. Very interesting. For some reason, we need to know is 137 years. So Rashi already comments and he says that why do I need to know how old Levi was when he died? Obviously, he had died way before this. So he says that the reason is Lama Nimanu Shinosov Shel Levi, says Rashi, Lo Dia Kama Yime Hashibud. Bechalzman, every single, as long as Levi still lived, there was no Shibud Mitzrayim. Gets us from Seder Olam Rabba. Levi had something unique and special to them. Now we already know that Levi was the most unique because Shevet Levi was not part of Shibud Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu in last week's parsha is introduced to us, and all of a sudden he says something amazing, and this defines who he is. A Simcha Zissel of Kelm says that the definition of the leader of Klal Yisrael was the first way we're introduced to him. And that is, Noisil Ba'ol Im Chaveiro. He has this, what does he care? Number one, he lives in Paro's house. He could just close his eyes and stay in that crib and he's good. No. No. And number two, he's from B'nai Levi. So he's not even going to be part of the Shibud. But he sees the Sivlo Sam, he can't take it. It bothers him to no end. Vayotze El Achiv, last week's parasha. Vayireb is Sivlo Tam, he can't take it. And that's what right, Rashi says right away. That's how we're introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is, oh yeah, that is the way we're introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Once again. He can't take it. He sees their burdens. Once again, Rashi explains, what does it mean? He wants to have the tsar with them. He wants to feel it. He wants to be imanochi batzara. But we also know that amazingly, the Zeresh Shimshon says, that amazingly, B'nai Levi weren't part of the Shibud, not because of what you thought. Right? We just spoke about the Charedim. They're B'nai Levi, you know? They take the Rambam at face value. Rambam says, today we are B'nai Levi. So they say, yeah, we're B'nai Levi, meaning we don't have to work. We have to sit and learn. That's what our job is. And we don't have to be part of society. So you look at B'nai Levi and you say, that's what B'nai Levi was. This is who they were. They were a tribe. We could care less what they... No, so it happens to be that when Yosef died, the other Shvatim said, okay, we could be like Yosef. Let's be part of the community. Let's move out of this weird city. Right? We don't need to live in Goshen. They started living next to their Mitzri neighbors. They became friends with them. And that led to the slavery. And Levi's like, no, we're not part of this. The Mitzrim didn't even think to have Shibud against Levi because they weren't part of their society. They were outcasts in a good way. It's pretty amazing. So, one of the Bali Toisois, the Rokeach, the elder Rabbi Lezer Migermazia, really, from Germany, was from Worms, talking about 1160 was born, says the following thing. He's based on a medrash that B'nai Levi were named that because of Shibud Mitzrayim. B'nai Levi, this is the Rokeach, Nikra'u al Shem Inoy Yisrael. Gershon, Ger Bishinoy Avoida. They were Gerim. They were Gerim. Similar to what, of course, and we learned in last week's parsha, Moshe names his son Gershom. And then we have Kahat, Kehun Shinayim, the blackened of their teeth, Shayalam. The people that were working so hard, they had no time. They looked horrible because of the work that they were doing. Their teeth were blackened. Merari, of course, Vayimaru es Chayehem. From the word mar. That's where it came from. Further, moving on in the Doiris, Rabbi Elazar Ashkenazi. He's actually buried in the, unfortunately you guys weren't able to go to Poland, but in the Ramos Cemetery in Krakow.
there. He's buried.
Oh, you went? You can go. Oh, sorry. So I'm sure you remember then. So Rabbi Elazar Ashkenazi, he wrote a sefer called Maisa Mitzrayim. He wrote a lot of different things. Maisa Mitzrayim is the Nisim v'Neflois of Mitzrayim. He has a Haggadah, a perush on the Haggadah there. And he says the following thing. Why does it say Ve'elah Shmos? These are the names. When it says Be'od Asher Ben Ogel Ruvein V'Shimon, it says Elah Roshe. Why does it say these are the names? Why is there the extra Lashon of these names, Shmos? Says Rav Ashkenazi, because these three sons were named this way. Shlosh l'achim halalu bilvad hitnaveh, were prophesied begalus Mitzrayim. Midrashei shemoisam shel b'nei Levi. They were mitzdar on the shibud of Mitzrayim. Zachu achiv gedolim. That they understood and they wanted to be part of the Tsar, even though they weren't part of the Tsar. And he quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Samach Vav Yud, Simchu Es Yerushalayim V'Giluba, Kol Ha'Aveha, Sisu Ata Misois Kol Mit'Avim Aleha. You know who's going to see the true Simcha? Is the ones who Mis'Avel. The famous line that we know, of course, Kol Mis'Avel Yerushalayim Zoycha Ro B'Simchasoy. On this pasuk, the Evan Ezra, the Mitzvah David says, the simcha is only going to be for those that actually had the avelos. They're going to understand what the true geula is. Those that actually understand what it is not to have a Beis HaMikdash, to understand when was the last time you were able to go to the Kotel, that is in itself a gulus. When my grandfather passed away, and they were cleaning out his house, I found the Dvar Torah. I always use this Dvar Torah. Unfortunately, I didn't know my grandfather very well. He was sick already when I could remember him. And he wrote this idea. Why does it say, Kol Misal Zoicha Rabba Simcha? So we all will see the base of English. Whether you're Misabel or not. No. The Simcha is going to be for those. What did B'nai Levi care? They got out of Mitzrayim, Shkoyach. I mean, they felt it. They were part of it. They were margish the Tsar, even though they weren't part of the Tsar. I have a friend who told me that during Corona, he wanted to take something upon himself. I think everybody probably in this room, if I were to ask you, you know, last year at this time, this thing Corona is about to hit, how long do you think it's going to last? A month, two, 3 months, you know. Now we're already talking about that. I already have to chalish to hope that my parents, a daven, that my parents will come for Pesach. It's not Pasha. It's not going to be. Who knows? So, who thought that it was going to be this long? Nobody thought this way. But what tikkun did we do? What change did a person make? What sar? So my friend said, I'm going to take something upon myself. He's addicted as I am. Coke Zero. He said, I'm only drinking Coke Zero on Shabbos, so I could feel the sar. Baruch Hashem, I don't have Corona. Baruch Hashem, I don't know anybody with Corona. My Corona's sick, man. Corona died. Corona... It hits home when your Rebbe's father-in-law is sitting in a hospital, seriously ill from Corona. That hits you. And you say, wait a minute, I thought it was over. Guess it's not. I give a lot of credit to this guy. I don't know if I could do it. And he's like, yeah, I didn't know it was going to last this long. A year without, you know, Coke Zero until Shabbos. Shabbos, you have to have, you know, special food. That's the tzara that was felt. That's really special tzara. And that's what the Shla says. Of course, the famous Shla, the Rambam's Kever, the Rambam's Yurtzeit was last week. Every year, around this, in November time, I had the schus of going on a trip with my friend Charlie Harari. Just wanted to name drop. And the first night, we have the schus of going to, we go to Tveria, and it's like the longest day ever, and then finally the day's over, it's like 11 o'clock at night, and I love that walk, it's my favorite. Just by myself, go to the Rambam's Kever. Spend, you know, 12 o'clock at night, just spend time there. And then you see the Rambam. But then you see who else is buried there. So amongst them, the Shlach HaKadosh, Rav Yehoshua Levi Horowitz. So he has a beautiful perush that just kind of closes this whole point.
Shevet Levi lo haya b'shibud tells the Rebbe's Tanchuma. Levi yada l'chol zois. However, they knew b'kesh l'tsta'er. They named their children. Says the Shla, umikan yilamdu ha'adam liyishtatek b'tzar hatziba. Afal pishein hatzara migalu Levi. Even though they weren't part of it, they wanted to feel the ka'ev. They wanted to feel it. They named their children that their children should know. Everybody should look and say, no. Miriam's actual name, if you look at the, is Mar. Her father realized that from Levi. You could go a little bit further if you want, that really, all of them were really named for this. Because if you look at Miriam, which is the easiest one, but Aaron was at the beginning where they started to come from Herayon, Aaron. Beginning that the children were born, all of a sudden this crazy gezerah, that boys were going to be thrown into the sea. And of course, Moshe Mishisihu, interestingly enough, we call him Moshe, his Goyish name that he was given, not Tuvia or Avigdor, the names that he was given by his parents, but the name Mishisihu from the Mayim, to remember that terrible thing. And of course, we have to be reminded of this. That was the true Tzara. The concept here is to remind us of this idea of Shibud. And that's why the Pesukim, as Rashi said, tell us about this. Because B'nai Levi got the point. They understood what was going on. But one other thing they understood. The Makkah that was going to hit Mitzrayim, there was a refuah. You know what the refuah was? The refuah was, Imo Anochi Batzar. We think of a refuah, we think of corona, the refuah is the shot. No. The refuah is, what did you take from this? Right? You're able to tell your children and grandchildren, oh, here goes grandpa's with the story again with the corona, here we go. When I was a kid, there was corona, and that's why... Okay, here we go, here's grandpa's story about corona, here we go. But you say, you know, that's why I look at Jews differently now. It was corona. Corona hit, I was a different person. I was a different person. I can't explain to you why. I got it. I understood what baseless hatred is. Rav Bitterman brings the beautiful words of the Baal HaTurim, that the sneh of last week's parsha comes from the word sinah. And he asks, he said, it doesn't make sense. The sneh bor ba'esh, it's the other way around. Ha'esh bor ba'sneh. Right? So the answer is, sinah fires up inside of us so much, that's why there's no Beis HaMikdash today. Because we can't stop it. He says, Golus that we're in today is all because of sinah shechinah. Sinah, snap. It fires inside of us. I can't. It's the principle. I have to say something. I have to do something. I have to tweet this out. Amazingly, not related to our time, but does relate very much, says the Baal HaTurim, Sarah happens because of sinah. Sarah happens because of sinah. How do we not understand that? So what is our tikkun? We seem to be getting out of this terrible machla that it's hard to believe that we live in a generation that it's possible that there was something called corona. But the answer, I think, is very, very simple. So simple. Besides the personal tikkuns that you guys have all taken upon yourself, I hope. Extra learning, extra dot, whatever it is, don't take things for granted. Don't bring your phones into davening. Things like that, they're great things. Don't get me wrong. If you don't have a tikkun, you can't not have a tikkun for corona. You got to be able to tell your kids and grandchildren what changed your life during corona. But if one thing, it's sinah. If an Aviv Geffen can get it, somebody who says, I'm an atheist, but I understand, I could cry, but so, ba'ol chaveiro, I hate chaveirim, I thought I hated them, I love them now. I sit with them now, and you don't get it? You who wear yarmulkes? Oh, look at those people. We have to love. We have to learn how to love. Noyseh ba'ol im chaveiro, with your chaver. That's what a Jewish person learns from a corona. That's the tikkun. That's what B'nai Levi. They named their kids so that every day they should look at their kid and say, let's not forget, even if I don't see, I don't see my brothers in the Shibud. Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of Klal Yisrael because he got it, even though he didn't have to experience it. We should be zoiche to understand that and to end the sinna, so that we should be zoiche to not have any tzaros in Klal Yisrael ever again. And be zoiche to see Mashiach Zidkenu b'meheru v'yameinu. Amen v'yameinu.